Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Bailey scores. Clemente moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazeroski. The throw from Canizzaro and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Clouse hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Clendenon reaches third base with a triple. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clendenon scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher has Rodgers trapped. There's the throw to Smith and over to Cannizzaro, who tags Rodgers for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Alley now playing shortstop. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a fly ball towards center. Cowan catches it and throws to Klaus, who relays to Hickman to double up Clemente. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Cannizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannizzaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson pinch runs for Chris Cannizzaro. Jimmy Schaefer pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Don Schwall now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Johnny Lewis pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.